Today's daf is Makis Daf Dalid, and we are four lines from the bottom of Daf Gimel Amid Beis. So the Gemara on Daf Gimel digressed a little bit. So when we get to the Mishnah on Daf Dalid, we'll go back and trace the paper trail of the Gemara. But for now, another halacha. If somebody has a beged that he had been sewing, he has a beged, but the beged is missing the hole where the person's going to put his head. Chayiv, and he opens it up on Shabbos. Halacha is chayiv chatas. He's chayiv a chatas. Rashi says, why is he chayiv? Shetiken kli. Because one of the lamites malachis is makabe patish, also known as misakin mana. Being that this keli was missing one malacha, you did that malacha, you dealt it a final blow by opening up the area where the neck, where the head goes through. For that, you're going to be chayiv chatas. Maskel Rav Kahana. So Rav Kahana asks, "Chima bein zelam agufas chavis? Why is this different that if somebody has a barrel where he stores wine and the lid of the barrel is sealed, that the halacha is you're allowed to open up the seal on Shabbos? So what's the difference between opening up a hole in a beged versus taking off the lid of a chavis or malay?" So Rav told Rav Kahana, very simple, ze chibur veze enoy chibur, because the beged is completely attached. So this area that you opened up, you're opening for the first time, as opposed to the lid that's on top of the barrel. Once upon a time, there was a lid and a barrel. Now you sealed it together. Despite the fact that you sealed it together, as it relates to halacha, as it relates to Hilcha Shabbos, we don't look at it as a chibur. So when you now open it up, by the way, even if you don't open it up in that area where the seal is, even if you would open it up in another area, the halacha is, still it would be okay. So there's actually a lot of practical halacha l'maisa ramifications from this halacha. Number one, the whole concept of opening up soda bottles on Shabbos. Is that something that you're allowed to do? Is that something that you're not allowed to do? So maybe we'll get into a little bit of halacha later. But for now, another Gemara, a little bit more complicated. So you have to halt cup. Again, we're digressing. So we know that in order for a mikvah to be kosher, it has to have 40 saw of water, but not just any water. It has to have 40 sa of megishamim. So the water would have had to fall into the mikveh naturally. If, however, the water was in a well, and you now went to a well, you took the water from the well, you put it into the mikveh, that mikveh is not going to be kosher. So it has to have 40 sa of megishamim. Now, once you have 40 sa of megishamim, you could put mayim shuvim from today till tomorrow. The assumption is that any little bit of mayim will be bottled, beroiv, to the megishamim of the mikveh, and at that point the mikveh is going to be kosher. But when you establish a mikveh, the mikveh has to be made up of 40 sa of megishamim, otherwise the mikveh is not going to be kosher. Stating that, it's very interesting halach. What would be if you had less than 40 sa of megishamim? So you're in the process of putting together a mikveh, you're filling it up, you're trying to get the 40 sa so that the mikveh is going to be kosher. And you put a little bit of mayim shuvim in the mikveh. How much? 3 lugin, which is very little compared to the 40 sa that you need. So the halacha is the mikveh becomes possible. And we don't say that the shloshes lugim of mayim shuvim is bottle to the roiv of megishamim that you already have in the mikveh. Rather, the mikveh is going to be possible. So again, how much water do you have to have in a mikveh in order for the mikveh to be kosher? 40 sa. The 40 sa has to be megishamim. Once you have 40 sub make shaman, you can put all the mayim shuvim in the world you want. It's always going to be bottle as you put it in, so that the mikveh is always going to be kosher. But if you put mayim shuvim in the mikveh before you had the arbaim sub, how much a shir chashev, which is defined as 3 lugim, the mikveh is possible, even if afterwards you're going to be moisif make shaman, so you're going to have 40 sub make shaman. It doesn't matter. So said Rav Yehuda in the name of Rav Halacha, if somebody had 3 lugim of mayim shuvim, and he had a mikveh, and the mikveh had in it less than 40 sub mekshamim. So if the three lugim of mayim shuvim goes into this mikvah right now, the mikvah is going to be possible. We're going to have to start from scratch. You're going to have to start all over again. But this mayim was a little bit different because nafal l'toichen kartav shel yain, a little bit of yain. A kartav is like a very small amount. A little bit of wine fell into this lugim. Umareim kemare yain, and what it did was it changed. It altered the way this mayim looks. It doesn't look like water anymore. Now it looks like wine. V'naflu l'mikvah, and then it falls into the mikvah. L'ipasul, it's not going to be possible. It's a very big chiddush because even though technically it's three lugim of mayim shuvim, and the halach is three lugim of mayim shuvim that falls into a mikvah that doesn't have the 40 sa yet, the mikvah becomes possible. But being that it doesn't look like mayim, it looks like yayin. Why does it look like yayin? Because nafan l'toich of kartav shal yayin, umareyen kemare yayin. The halach is, we treat it as wine, we don't treat it as water, and the mikvah is not going to be possible. Faith the Gemara, maskev l'Rav Kahana, Rav Kahana, the kasha v'chimah b'in zelam eitzeva. Why is this different than if somebody would have water, but it's dirty water, or the water was dyed? The Tanan, Rav Yossi says, meitzeva poison as a mikvah, but shalish is lugav. That if somebody has three lugan of mayim she'uvin and it got colored because some dye fell into it, and now it falls into a mikveh that doesn't have the arbam, so the mikveh is going to be possible, even though it doesn't look like water anymore. So what's the difference if wine fell into it and it doesn't look like water, or if some sort of tzeva fell into it so it doesn't look like water? Amalei Rava said, the chilek is hasa mayim tzeva mikri, hacha chamra mazikir mikri. You have to go based on what people refer to this taruvus. People who see water that has a little bit of tzeva in it, what are they going to refer to it as? Could you please pass the dyed water? If somebody sees water that has wine in it, what are people going to refer to it? Could you please pass the diluted wine? So really, you go based on what people call it, what people refer to it as. And being that people are going to refer to the meitzeva as mayim, it has a din of mayim, it's going to pass the mikvah. As opposed to the gimel lugin of mayim, shenafal teichon kartav shel yayin, mareim kemari yayin, people are going to refer to it as yayin, albeit very diluted wine, because it's only a kartav shel yayin. In proportion to the three lugam of mayim. It doesn't matter. But at the end of the day, people are going to refer to it as yayin. Being that people are going to refer to it as yayin, it's for that reason that halacha is, it's going to be kosher. Now, that's pashut in other areas of halacha. If you wanted to make kiddush, let's say, on this wine, you can't make kiddush on it. You can't use it for da'al kaisis. It's not really yayin. This is a special halacha in the laws of mikvois, that over here, if it's mareim kemare yayin, you're going to treat it as yayin. Being that chamra meziga mikri, at the end of the day, this is what people refer to it. Suck the Gemara. Could Rav have really said this halacha? But Tani Rav Chia, we know Rav Chia said something else. Hayridu es hamikvah. And Rav Chia was talking about the same exact case. We had three lugim of mayim she'uvim she'nofan l'toichon kartav shal yayin. You have to have this case clear. Where the halacha is, if it looks like wine and not like water, and it falls into the mikvah. Rav said lo paslu. Rav Chia said hayridu es hamikvah. No, you gotta stop playing with the mikvah now. The mikvah is not a kosher mikvah. So is Rav not like Rav Chia? Amar Rav, Rav said, yeah, Rav is not like Rav Chia. And even though Rav is a Tanu Polik, so Rav can technically argue with any Tanu in the world that he wants to, but we know it's always b'diavad. It's never l'katchila for Rav to argue with a Tanu. But in this case, even l'katchila, it's okay for Rav to argue with a Tanu. Because Rav said, like Kash, Rabbi Yechim and Nuria Rabbanan, I could show you a Mishnah in Mesechtes Mikvois, where really it's a Machloikis, Rabbi Yechim and Nuria, the Chachamim in this halacha. So Rav holds like one Tanu, and Rav Chia held like the other Tanu. Zok to Gemara, what's this Mishnah Tanu? Shalish just lugim mayim, chaser kartav. Somebody had three lugim of mayim, chaser kartav. So chaser kartav are the magic words here for the next half of Amid. Meaning it sounds like there weren't a full three lugim of mayim she'uvim. It was three lugim of mayim shuvim minus a mashur. And shenofel l'teichon kartav yayin. Now a little bit of yayin fell into it. Umarein kemari yayin. And it looks like wine. V'nofel l'mikvah. And it falls into a mikvah. Lo pasul. It's not going to be possible. So at first glance, it sounds like Rav's halacha. But it's not Rav's halacha. What's the difference? Rav's case was where there were three lugim. Three complete lugim. So right now you have a shear of three lugim mayim shuvim that passes a mikvah. Wine fell into it afterwards. Umarein kemari yayin. So what's the halacha? It's going to be kosher. Shtei tachidish. That even though technically you have the shear of mayim that should pass over mikvah, but being that it doesn't look like mayim, it looks like yayin. It's for that reason it's going to be kosher. That's a very big chiddush. But the Mishnah is not saying such a chiddush. Because in the Mishnah's case, really you don't have three lugim of mayim she'uvim. It was chaser kartav. What was mashlim the shear? What was mashlim the shear? Was yayin. Yayin doesn't pass on a mikvah. So being that yayin, if a little bit of wine falls into a mikvah, it's okay. So that's not an issue. So being that that's not an issue, you don't have the shear puzzle. So it's mashma at first glance that not only is the ratio of this Mishnah, not a raya to Rav. If anything, it's going to be a kasha on Rav. If somebody has three lugamayim shuv and that's missing a chash, another taking cart of chalav, a little bit of milk fell in. I mean, that chalav looks like water. It's not going to change the color like wine will. So it looks like mayim enough for the mikvah. The loch is loy paslu. Again, why loy paslu? In this case, you have three lugim, and it even looks like water because you don't have three lugim of water. You have three lugim chasar kartav of water, and the kartav that was mashlam this year is really milk. He says, everything is tali in mara. What does it mean, everything is tali in mara? I agree that if you chalav would fall in, then it would be a problem. But at the same time, if wine would fall in, it wouldn't be a problem. Now, the Gemara understands that if Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri is adding, he's making such a blanket statement, that Hakol Hoylech Achar Amara, it sounds like he's probably coming to be Moisef, that whereas the Chachamim, the Tanakama of the Mishnah, said that the only time if wine falls into this Mayim Sheuvim, it's going to be kosher, is if it was Chasar Kartov. See, he didn't have the full shear. Kumt Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Tzizogin, that even if you had the three lugim, if wine falls into it, it's going to be kosher. Why? Because Hakol Hoylech Achar Amara. In other words, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri seems to be saying Rav's halacha. Rav said that even if you have the full three lugim, if wine falls into it, Amareim Kamar Yain, it's going to be kosher. Why? Even though you have three lugim, because Hakol Hoylech Achar Amara. That's exactly what Yochanan ben Nuri said. Whereas the Tanakama, the Chachamim of the Mishnah said just the opposite. It's only if it was three lugim chaser kartov, shenofa l'teichen yayin, the halacha is it's going to be kosher. Why? Because in that case you don't have the full shear of three lugim. But otherwise it's going to be possible. So Zok Rav is a gishmak. You're right. Rav said that if you have three lugim, wine falls in. If it looks like wine, it's not going to pass on the mikvah. And Rav Chiya said, the same case is going to pass on the mikvah. Why is Rav arguing with Rav Chiya? I thought Rav's not supposed to argue with a Tana, likat chila anyways. So it's more like kasha. Rav holds like Rav Yechim and Nuri in the Mishnah Mikvahs, whereas Rav Chiya held like the Rabbanon in the Mishnah Mikvahs. But the Gemara says, is it so poshet that that's the way you're supposed to read the Mishnah? Rapapa wants clarity. Shaila, how to understand that Mishnah Mikvahs. Rapapa had the following shaila. Rav, Tani Chasa Kartavirish. When Rav learned that Mishnah Mikvahs, did Rav have the girsa the way we just read it? Shloishes Lugin Mayim Chasa Kartav, Shenofan Letoichon Yay. Avil Shloishes Lugin, and therefore Rav made the diik that the Gemara made, that if you would have three full lugim, and then Yayin would fall in, the Tanakama pasul, according to Tanakama would be pasul. It was Vas Rabbi Yochanan al-Meimer, Rabbi Yochanan Nuri came and he said, Hakol Hoylech Achar Amara. And if that's the case, if Rav had the Girsa in the Mishnah the way we had it, you have to make the diik that we made, V'Rav the Amar, to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. He was going according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Oido Mo'or, Rav Papa had another. Dilma Rav loy Tani Chasar Kartav Bereshit. Maybe Rav didn't have the Girsa that we have. Maybe Rav didn't have the Girsa that says Chasar Kartav. So according to Rav's Girsa, really what the Mishnah said, Shloishes Lugim Mayim, take out the word chaser kartav. It was three full lugin. And still, what did the chachamim say? Umareim kamar yayin, that halacha is it's going to be kosher. Now, if that's the case, what's Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri coming to argue? Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said, hakol hoylech achar amara. Doesn't it sound like the Rabbanan also hold hakol hoylech achar amara? No, maybe Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri is coming to be machmer. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri ki polik asefa hu the polik. He's coming to argue on the sefa. Because the Reisha said that if it's Mareim Kemari Yayin, say the Chachamim, it's going to be kosher. But what if it's Mareim Kemari Cholov? In that case, it's going to be kosher as well. It's going to be kosher as well. Assuming that it was Chasar Kartav when the Cholov fell in. The Aser Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Lameimar, that if it was Chasar Kartav and Cholov fell into it, it's going to be possible. L'chumra, because Hakol Hoylech Achar Amara. But that's not our sugya. The part that we need for our sugya is that maybe Rav had the girsa. Shloish Shesluge Mayim, Shenofa L'toichem Kartav Shoyayin. Umareim Kemari Yayin, it's Loi Paslu. Because even though it has the shear, but as long as it looks like wine, it's going to be kosher. And Rabbi Yechim ben Nuri was never coming to be moisif on that, because there's nothing to be moisif. Everybody holds that if it's mareim kemar yain, it's going to be kosher. But the bottom line is, v'rav da'omek to be akot. Maybe Rav said it's halacha according to everybody. So the Gemara says that had it Rava know that there's a machloikis Rabbi Yechim ben Nuri in the Chachamim, in this Mishnah Mikvahs, it's based on the fact that he had the Girsa Shloishes Lugimayim Chasar Kartav. I thought Rav Papa once cleared a whole suffix whether the right Girsa in the Mishnah is Chasar Kartav or the right Girsa in the Mishnah is not Chasar Kartav. So the Gemara, it's true. Rav Papa had a suffix. Rav didn't have a suffix. Rav was allowed to argue with Rav Papa. The Rav Papa pshitale. Whereas according to the Rapapa Mibayle, the Rav Pshitalei, Rabbi Yosef said, so Rabbi Yosef was a Talmud of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda was one that said this halacha in the name of Rab. So Rabbi Yehuda says over this halacha, and Rabbi Yosef says, I never heard this from my Rabbi, Rabbi Yehuda. Abaya, who was a Talmud of Rabbi Yosef, told Rabbi Yosef, yes, you did hear it. At Amrit Le'Nahala, not just that, you told it to me. I know this only from you. You told me you heard this from your Rabbi, Rabbi Yehuda. Rashi says Rabbi Yosef was sick and he forgot a lot of his learning, and that's what you find in Shas very often. Abaya spoke this way to Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef had forgot his learning. He said, what? I never heard this. And Abaya, what are you talking about? You gave a whole shir on this. We heard this all from you. So the bottom line is, they were saying over in Beis Medrash, this halacha for Rabbi Yehuda, in the name of Rab, regarding the Shleishas Lud B'mayim Shenofel Teichen Yayin, and Rabbi Yosef commented that I never heard it. So Abaya said you did, but this is what we need for the sugya. He told the Vahochi Amrin Halah, and this is where you were Moisef. The Rav Loi Tani Chaser Korte Bereisha. Rav did not have the girsa of Chaser Korte Bereisha. Rabbi Yochanan, therefore, who argues as Seifa Polik, is only arguing on the Seifa. The Rav the Oman, Rav said as Alocha Devi Akur, because Fakert, if you don't have the girsa Chaser Korte in the Mishnah, then the Mishnah is Mamish Shitas. Rav didn't only say as Alocha according to Rabbi Yochanan Manuri. Rav said as Alocha according to everybody, which was one sad in Rav Papa Shaila, which was not like Rava. Either way, Zokta Gemara Vaitav. Amar Rav Yehuda, another random halacha. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Chavis Malei Amayim. If somebody has a Chavis that has water in it, Chanafal Yamagadol, and it fell into the Yamagadol. So this Mayim was Mayim Sheuvin. It fell into the Yam HaGadol. HaToivel Shom, if somebody toivels there, Lo also Lo Tfila. His Tfila is not going to be a good Tfila. Chayshinon, we're concerned with Shloisha Lugin. We're afraid that maybe three Lugim of this Mayim Sheuvin was in one spot. Shelo Yehu B'Mokam Echad. So Rav Yehuda said another tremendous Chiddush in the name of Rav. What was this Chiddush? And really, to understand the Chiddush, you have to have a little bit of background information. Once upon a time, the Mikvois were very dirty. They were very, very dirty, right? The Askanim, people spent a lot of money to make mikvahs clean. But once upon a time, mikvahs were very, very dirty. And people would toivel in the mikvah, and as soon as they came out of the mikvah, they felt dirty. So what they would do is, they would take a shower. They would take mayim shuvim, they would dump it on them, and that would be the way of cleaning themselves from the dirty water that was the mikvah. Because of that, the Chachamim were concerned that people are going to make a mistake. People are going to think that, you know what's metaher? It's not the dirty mikvah, it's the clean shower that the person took afterwards. So they made a gzeirah. They said that if somebody takes three lugim of mayim shuvim and he toivels in it, it makes him tummy. So if you're now going to put this water on you, after you toivel, you're going to be tummy. That's why you have this halacha. People don't take a shower after going to... Because there's a real halachic implication. Once upon a time, this was very real. Because people started confusing. People thought, that's the mikvah. Now you're going to go into the mikvah. So we have a person over here that wants to toivel in the Yam HaGadol. He's toiveling. And before he toivels, he takes three lugim mayim shuvim, he poured it into the Yam HaGadol. So we're concerned that maybe when he toivels in the mikvah, he's not going to go into the water that is the Yam HaGadol. He's going to go into the three lugim of mayim shuvim. And if that's the case, well, he also like tefila. Fakir, that's something that's even metamehim. That can make it even more complicated. So Rav actually paskin the salocha. Chavis b'leya mayim, shenofel liyam agadol, hatev asham, layosu leitfila. Chayshinon, what's the chash, l'shloy shalugin? We're afraid that there may be three lugin. Shalayubim b'mokam echa. Says the word, but after the Yam HaGadol, there's only true for the Yam HaGadol, the Koyva Kaima, it's a very calm river. Avon Nahar Ba'alma, if the river would be flowing water, like, because then you would have to be concerned that the three lugin that you poured in. Now, this is obviously a huge, super duper chumrah, but this is one of the chumras that the Chachamim made in Hilchas Mikvahs. Tanya Nami Hachi, a similar halacha, Chavis Malei Yayin, Shenafa LeYam HaGadol. If somebody had a Chavis and there was wine in the Chavis, it fell into the Yam HaGadol, Atoy Vashom, but you also laid tefillah. Same exact halacha. You can't be toivel there. You know why? Because maybe you toiveled in Yayin. Maybe you didn't toivel in Mayim. So if you toivel in Yayin, right, that's Mikvahs 101. That is not a kosher mikvah. So it's for that reason, it's going to be a problem. We skip the next line. V'chein, another halacha, kikur shal truma. If somebody would have a kikur shal truma, shenaf al sham, tamei, mai. Says the Gemara, v'chein, kikur shal truma, shenaf al sham, tamei. Same halacha would be if somebody went into a mikvah and he toiveled where there was three lugim of Mayim Shuvim, or where there was wine that fell into the mikvah or into the Yam HaGadol. So we concern that being that it's a calm river, that maybe he was toivel dafka in that water, or he was toivel dafka in that yahin. So if a kikur shel truma would fall into the mikvah or into the Yam HaGadol after he came out, the kikur shel truma would now become tamei. because we're concerned that you, the person, were metama the water, and now the water is going to go be metama the kikar. It just sounds like such a wild chash. But that's the halach. Sof the Gemara, mai v'chein. Seems obvious. Meaning, if we're going to go down this road of being paranoid, of expecting the unexpected or almost the impossible, then yeah, why not? Why would you think you should stop there? It makes perfect sense that the kikar shel truma should be tameh. I'll tell you why. I would have thought hasam oiki gabra chazake. Maybe it's really a suffix when it comes to a tameh. So what's his chazaka? He's becheskes tameh. Being that he's becheskes tameh, maybe over there it's going to be an issue. But hach over here oiki truma chazake. The truma is becheskes truma. It's becheskes taira. So it means that it's becheskes taira. Maybe it should be okay. Kamash malon. That is the kamash malon. That no, even to go kineged the chazaka of the truma, that it's becheskes truma tahira. Even over there, that's going to be the halacha. So we started learning Masechtas Makis, which started with Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza, but at least there was a connection to Makis. The reason the connection to Makis is because Ein Noimrim Yeyasezem Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza Tachno El Eloikis Arban. And the next thing we know, we're talking about Shemitah. That was the end of yesterday's daf, and now we're talking about Mikvayis. So you have to follow the paper trail, right? So what's going on over here? I got it. It's right. We started with Achav, and the next thing you know, but what's the paper trail over here? So we learned the Mishnah. The Mishnah was discussing two Eidim that went into Bezin and said that Reuven owes Shimon $1,000 and he owes it to him in 30 days. And they found out later that Reuven really owed Shimon $1,000, but he owed it to him not in 30 days, in 10 years. So there was a whole computation of how you're supposed to figure out what exactly the Kasha Zomam is. And the Gemara felt that that was related to a very basic halach in Hilchas Shemitah, in Hilchas Shviyas. Because in 10 years is going to be a Shemitah. And Shemitah we know is Meshamet Chovis. So really, really, these Eidim wanted to make this person have to pay money that he was never going to have to pay. Because being that the law wasn't going to be due for 10 years, Shemitah was going to be Meshamet Techayv. He wasn't going to owe anything. So why do you have to speak to all the fancy financial analysts to try to figure out what the Kasha Zomam is? The Kasha Zomam should be the full value of the Chayv. So the Gemara shtelt to Halacha and Hilchas Shviyas. Now, who is the one that said that Halacha? It was Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. And who is the one that asked the Kasha from our Mishnah? It was Rav Kahana. So Rabbi Yehuda walks into Beis Medrash. He says, I heard something from my Rebbe Shmuel. Halacha and Hilchas Shviyas. Rav Kahana said, whoa, has it stood with the Mishnah? Makas daf gimel amaral. So he had a halacha from Yehuda that Rav Kahana commented on. So the Gemara, what was the halacha about? Hilchas Shmita. So agav urchi, we mentioned another halacha that Rav Yehuda sent the name of Shmuel Hilchas Shmita. Ha'imel chaver amanash loy teshamteni Shviyas. Halacha masta mashakasa batayra bidavish ebemame. We mentioned then a third halacha regarding Shviyas, and that is hamalvas chaver stam. If somebody lends somebody money stam, even if it's a milva peh, you can't be teveyed for 30 days. Karvish nas Hashem. There's a special Shemitah for 30 days. You're not allowed to touch. Okay. But now we went back. So we mentioned Shemitah. We have three halachas of Shemitah. Who was the one that said the halacha? It was Rav Yehuda. He said in the name of his Rebbe Shmuel. Who asked the kasha on it? Rav Kahana. So the Gemara, we mentioned something Rav Yehuda said in the name of his Rebbe. The Rav Kahana had a kasha. I'll tell you another halacha Rav Yehuda said in the name of his Rebbe. By the way, a different Rebbe. Rav Yehuda was a Talmud of Shmuel and he was a Talmud of Rav. Something he said in the name of Rav that was Masiv Rav Kahana. I'm Rav Yehuda Rav. Abisech Pesat Zahar B'Shabbos Chayim Chatos. Masiv Rav Kahana. So it's the same Rav Kahana that asked the kasha, says the Gemara. I'll tell you even a third time that Rav Yehuda said a halacha. This one also in the name of Rav. The Rav Kahana asked the kasha. Shleishes Lugin Mayim Shenafu Otoichen Kartav. Rav Kahana again is the one that asked the kasha, and again we're on the note of Rabbi Yehuda my Rav in that regards to the halachas of Mikvayis. I'll tell you one final halacha: Chavis Malei Mayim that falls into the Amagadol, and now you know the rest of the story. That's the cheshbon, that's the paper trail. That's how we went from Masechtas Makis. The next thing you know, you're talking about the Amagadol, and you're talking about Mikvayis, and if it looks like wine or if it looks like milk, etc., etc. Either way, but before we go weiter, one ha'ara. That is, so the first halacha that we mentioned this morning: V'amar Rabbi Yehuda Marav Apiseach Beisat Saber B'Shabbes Chayiv Chatos. Why? So Rashi said, the reason is chayiv chatas, two words, shetikin kli, mesakin mona, maka bepatash. You had a beged that was almost complete. You went, you dealt the final blow, you completed the beged, you're chayiv for violating one of the 39 melachis. Which one? Maka bepatash? Maka bepatash could be anything. If you're mashlim something, you complete a job on Shabbos, even if you didn't start it on Shabbos, but you completed it, you could be chayiv. In that vein, you finished this beged, you gave it the finishing touches, you're going to be chayiv. To be halacha, in Hilchis Shabbos, in Simin, Shin Men says that from the Ramban in Hilchos Shabbos Perek Yud, Halacha Yud, it's not mashma that he learned like Rashi. The Ramban over there is talking about the Malach of Kireya, tearing on Shabbos. It's one of the Lamatas Malachas. Says the Ramban, HaKireya, if somebody tears, could they lit for Shtei Tfirois? If somebody tears something, but he does it with the intent to go so back, what it is he tore, chayef. He's chayef for the malach of kereya. Aval kereya lafsida. If somebody tears with the intent not to sew it back, but he actually wants to destroy the thing that he's tearing right now, potter mipnei hu mekalkel. Because if you do something destructive on Shabbos, you're mekalkel. On Shabbos is a special halach of meleches machsheves asra Torah. If somebody eats nevela, but he does it b'derech mekalkel, it doesn't matter. But if somebody does a meleches Shabbos and he does it in a destructive way, not in a constructive way, so you do it b'ofen mekalkel meleches machsheves asra Torah. Otherwise, you're going to be pot. Akirei b'chamas, the Rambam continues. Somebody tears because he's angry. Oy alamez, or he's rising kriya because a karev died. Shu chayev l'kriya olav chayev. He's chayev. Nei shemiyashev is daite b'davar zeh. V'yonuach yitzroi. V'hoyol v'chamasoi sheicheches b'davar zeh. Harei uki mesakim v'chayev. He's a mesakim because it's going to calm him down a little bit. He's being mekayim a mitzvah maybe. But being that he's calming down, he's going to be chayev. He's considered a mesakim. And finally, says the Rambam, v'abiseach beis hatzavra b'shabbos chayev. If somebody opens up a beis hatzavra on Shabbos, he's going to be chayv. Zok tiber halacha. Where did Ram get that last halacha from? Hapiseach beis hatzavra b'shabbos. It's machisav gimam and beis. It's our gemara. And where did the Rambam bring it? The Rambam didn't bring it in the halachas where he discusses machi b'batish. He brought it where he discusses the malacha of kereya. Zok tiber halacha. It's mashma that the Rambam held. Hapiseach beis hatzavra b'shabbos is chayv not because of machi b'batish. He chayv because of kereya. It's pashut. It's a chloridiac in the Rambam. But if that's the case, freak tiber halacha. What's pshat in Rashi? Why did Rashi learn that HaKireya, HaPeseach, Beis HaTzavar, B'Shabbos, is Chayev Mishum Esakim Mono, L'Chayev, the Rambam's right. You're a Kireya. You're tearing a beggar. If you're tearing a beggar, you should be Chayev for Kireya. Why did Rashi have to come on to Mesakim Mono? So to understand, to fully appreciate the Bir Halachas Teretz, just need a little bit of background information. And that is, there are a few Malachas of the Lamites Malachas that the Mishnah says you're only chayiv if you do it with a certain intention. So usually if someone's zayreya, yachayrit, it doesn't matter what you were thinking. It doesn't matter what your intention was. Stating that, there are a few malachas mentioned in the Mishnah in Klal Gadol that goes through Lamitas Malachas, where the Mishnah itself delineates a certain condition, a certain thought process that has to be going through your mind while you're doing the malacha. Kareya. Mishnah says kareya has to be almanas litva. Soiser has to be almanas livnois. Moichek is one of Lamites Malachas. But you only chayiv if you did it al menas lichtoiv. So yeshlachka. Chakira 101. Yeshlachka. When we say that kareya has to be al menas litfer. So yesh al menas lichtoiv. What's the pshat? Is the pshat that is the tzuras ha-malacha? So if somebody tears and he doesn't have in mind to sow it, it's not the malacha. Just like if you wouldn't tear, you wouldn't be chayiv for kareya. If you tear but you don't do it al menas litfer, you're not kareya. It's a tenai. It's a condition in the chafza, in the tzura of the malacha. Without amanas litvar, it's not kareya. Just like without tearing, it's not kareya. Without amanas livnois, it's not soiser. Just like without soiser, it's not soiser. Without amanas lichtoiv, it's not moichik. Just like without moichik, it's not moichik. There's no prostig zeris akosiv that the only time you could be a kareya is if you're amanas litvar, where you're going to say some super lundis that the tzuras ha-melach is amanas litvar. Kareya is kareya, moichik is moichik, soiser is soiser. But there's a halach in Hilchos Shabbos that a mekalkel b'Shabbos is potter. And usually, if you're kareya and you're soiser, you're moichik, you're doing something destructive. You're being a mekalkel. And being that you're being mekalkel, you can't be chay. So the Mishnah is giving me a hechitimtza where it's possible to be kareya, soiser, and moichik, where you're doing something constructive, not destructive, where you're being mesakin, you're not being mekalkel. How so? I'm being kareya, but it's someone else lit for. I'm being soiser, but it's amanas livnois. I'm being moichik, but it's amanas lichtoiv. So the yisoy of the tenai of amanas is not because b'hochi chayvei rachmona, that is the chefza, that is the tzuris of the malachim. No, the tzuris of the malachim is kereya. It's soiser, it's moichik. But there's a condition, because without the condition, it's going to be mekalkel. Without the condition, it's going to be mekalkel. There's a Tosfos in Perek Klal Gadol, Tosfos Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara there is discussing the malach of koitzer, or zoymer. So if somebody is weeding his field, he's being koitzer. So it says the Gemara, zoymer, or koitzer's chayef, only if you tzarech leitzer. You have to need the wood. If you don't need the wood, you're not going to be chayef. Says Tosfos, Pasha, you would say that the reason a kaitzin has to need the wood that he's being kaitzin in order to be chayiv is because otherwise it's going to be a malacha she'ena tzricha legufa, where you don't necessarily want the outcome. You don't want the thing that you're taking. The problem is, if that's the case, it's going to be totally machlekes of Reb Shimon, whether malacha she'ena tzricha legufa is chayiv or pater. And if you're telling me that the only time you're chayiv is if it's yitzarach le'etzim, that it doesn't work with Rabbi Yehuda that holds malacha she'ena tzricha legufa chayiv. And Tosfos just says it's not mashma that way in the sugya. It's mashma, this sugya is the kuli alma, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, that holds malacha she'ena tzricha legufa chayiv. So if that's the case, Tosfos, Tosfos, what's pshat in this gemara? Why does kaitzer have to be tzarach le'etzim? So I'll read to you Tosfos' lashon. Nira, dafilu Rabbi Yehuda mechayiv malacha she'ena tzricha legufa, even according to Rabbi Yehuda that holds your chayiv, even where it's a malacha she'ena tzricha legufa, be'ina tzarach le'etzim. You still need tzarach leitzim. D'loy mikri be'etzim koitzer ela be'inyan zeh. What the Gemara is being mechadish is that the tzuras amalacha of koitzer is tzarach leitzim. And says Tosfos, don't get so excited. There's precedence for that. You know what the precedence is? Midi to have a kareya. Just like by kareya, it has to be amanas litvar. Umaychik, it has to be amanas lichtoiv. So it's beforish that you see kareya has to be amanas lichtoiv. So, same thing will be with Kaitzer. Kaitzer has to be. In a case, we had Tzarech Leitzim. Freak up Kiveger. And it's right here in Gilyan Ashas on the side of the Gemara. Tosfos, you're saying a Chiddush Neira. Tosfos, you seem to be saying that Kerei Amanas Litvar is a Tanai in the Tzura of what Kerei is. Meichik Amanas Lichtoiv is a Tanai in what Meichik is. I don't think that's the pshat. I think the only reason Kareya has to be Almanas Litvar is because otherwise they're going to be a Makalkal. I think the only reason Meichik has to be Almanas Lichtav is because otherwise Meichik is going to be a Makalkal. But there's no halacha tonight has to be Almanas. What do you need Almanas for? Almanas is just a proba. It's a hechitimsa, so it shouldn't be Makalkal. And Rabbi Kivegas says, I'll prove it to you. You know what my proof is? There's a Gemara, Masech Tishabes, Daf Kufei Amid Beis, and this is one of the most festive Gemaras. You could have a whole Yarchi Kala around this Gemara. The Gemara says, if somebody tears because he's angry, or because he's an Ovel, or someone close to him died, even though you're Mechal Shabbos, Yotzi Dekriya. The second part of this, for sure, you can have a Yachi Kalara. Because even though you are over Shabbos, still you chai, ay, mitzvah, babayram, mitzvah, all the sugyas tie into this. But the bottom line is, Yerushalmi's kasha. But either way, vashteta, if someone's kareya because he's angry, he's chai. Frank of Kivega, you didn't do an amanas l'sakin. Somebody writes his kriya, it's amanas, of course not. Someone's kareya b'chamasa, he was thinking about me masaking it? No, he was thinking about ripping it into 9,000 pieces. He's upset, right? That's why he's ripping a baguette. So this person is obviously not doing an amanas. Why are you chayiv? I'm a kalkal as potter. That's not a kalkal. You're doing it because you're letting out steam. It's actually pretty good for you. I mean, the Gemara says kilo hevet avay dezaris. Maybe it's not good. But the point is, in his mind, there's an element of tikkun over here. I mean, that there's an element of tikkun over here, and that's why he's doing it. That's why you're going to be chayiv. But al kapodim zok rab kivega. What do you see in this Gemara? You see in this Gemara that there's no tnai that you have to have al manas because otherwise it's not kareya. No, you just need that it should be mesakin. And this is going to make it not mesakin. So let's go back to the Bir HaLacha. Zok the Bir HaLacha. If someone's Pesach Beis HaTzav B'Shabbos, Yechayiv Chatos. When this person was Pesach Beis HaTzav B'Shabbos, did he do it al manas litvar? No, he wants to finish up his baguette. He's not doing it al manas to sew it back up. He wants to wear a suit. And he realized he doesn't have a suit for Shabbos. He left it in the cleaners. All right, no, so I'll finish off my suit. That's what this guy did. So he did a b'shagig. That's why he's only chayv chadas. But whatever. But the point is, this person is not doing it amanas litvar. He's doing it because he wants it. So, are you chayiv mishum kereya? Rashi says, yichayiv mishum asakimot. The Rambam says, yichayiv mishum kereya. What's the fraga? What's the chakira? What's the shayla? The shayla is, if someone's kereya, he didn't do it amanas litvar, but he was misakim. Are you chayiv or are you potter? Rashi in Makis Tav Gimel Amid Beis held like Tosfos in Shabbos Tav Ayin Gimel Amid Beis, where Tosfos says that kareya is only chayiv if you did it al menas litvar, and being that you didn't do it al menas litvar, you can't be chayiv mishum kareya. Why are you chayiv? You chayiv for a new reason. You chayiv mishum misak yamana. The Rambam, however, held like Kveger in the Kasha that avada you don't need it to be al menas litvar in order for you to be chayiv. Either is a tanai al menas litvar in the Mishnah. That's just the hechitimtza to make it a mesakin and not be a makalko. But if you're a mesakin anyways because you want this beggar, you're going to be chayiv. And the truth is, that's the whole Lashon HaRamba. What did Rambam say? Hakareya kedei litvar shtei tfirois, amanas litvar shtei tfirois chayiv, aval hakareya lahafsido potter mibnei shu makalko. Hakereh b'chamosoy, oy al meis, shuchayev l'kroyol of chayev, I'm forwarding, because hareh hu mesakin, because you're a mesakin, said the Rambam, held this posh, all you need to do is be a mesakin. As long as you're a mesakin, you're going to be chayev, b'sech, 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 b'shabbos is a mesakin, and it's for that reason, he is going to be chayev. Either way, zok de mishnah vaita. So we return to the laws of Edom Zayim. Zok de mishnah, me'idin anu bish ployni, shechayev l'chaveir, mesayim, so two Edom walk in the Bezdin. And they tell Bezdin, Ish Ploini owes Ruvain owes Shimon 200 zos. V'nimtzu Zayim, and afterwards they were found to be Edom Zayim. So the halacha is Loiken. The Edom Zayim get Malkus, Umishalmin, and they also have to pay Kasha Zoman, in this case $200. Why? Shaloi Hashem, Hamavian Lidei Malkus, Mavian Lidei Tafshlumin Divrei Rabbi Meir. Says Rabbi Meir, they have to pay money. That's Vasisim Lekash Zaman Lasis Lachem. They're also going to get Malkus. Why you get two punishments? I think you get one punishment for one Avera. Why two punishments? Says Rameir, because Shaloi Hashem, I'm a Vilna Dei Malkus, Vilna Dei Tashlumen. No. They were really over two things. The way Rashi explains the Gemara, there's two different psukim that are being Mechayiv, the two respective Eitchen. On the one hand, the person was over Leisana Bereyache Echakar. You know what I say? Eid Shakar and Besen, one of the Ten Commandments. For that, he's going to get Malkus. I love Shein by Maisus. Obviously, Rav Meir holds love Shein by Maisus, like you know. So you're going to get Malkus for Leisana Bereyache Echakar. And at the same time, you're going to have to pay money. Vasisim Leikashazam, and Lasis Lachit. Now, if we were learning together first Seder, we'd sit down and we'd go through this Tosfos right here, and there's another Tosfos in Masechtas Ksuvos, Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis, and we'd go through Tosfos Pshat and Rashi's Pshat, and what exactly, Shaloi Hashem, I'm revealing the day Makas, I'm revealing the day Tashlum. But either way, for what we do, Rashi's Pshat, it's so good to get married of the Chachamim Ayrim, call him a Shalem, ain't no like it, but the Chachamim argue, the Chachamim say, no, it's no such thing. It doesn't matter, Shaloi Hashem, one Pasuk, two Pesukim, the bottom line is, if you pay, you don't get Malkus. And being that the Edom Zoymimin pay, they have to pay Kasha Zoman, there's not going to be Malkus for Leisana Bereyacha Eid Shaken. Nocha Locha, Mi'idin Ono Bishplein, Shuchayiv Malkus Arboyim. If two Edom walk in the Bezdin and they say that somebody did an Avera for which he's Chayiv Malkus, he ate Nevela, Vinimtsu Zoymimin, now they were found to be Zoymimin, like Yishmoidim, they have to get Malkus times two, 80 Malkus. Why? Number one, Mishum Leisana Bereyach Eid Shaker, Mishum Vasisam Leik Hashazamam, Divir Rav Meir. The Chachamim say, Ein Leikin El Arbam. You don't get Malkus Shmoinim, you get Malkus Arbam. So it's really two Machloikis between Rav Meir and the Chachamim in the Mishnah. The first Machloikis is where the Edom was saying Edus regarding Dinei Mominus. They wanted to be Mechayiv somebody money, and now they were found to be Edom Zoymimim. So in addition to Vasisam Leik Hashazamam, Lasis Lachav says Rav Meir, they're also going to get Malkus for Leisana. Chachamim say, no, there's no such thing as Leikim Mishalim. And being that, this Mishalim, the male is going to be no Malkus. The second Machlokes is with the Edom are saying Edus that somebody's supposed to get Malkus. According to Rav Meir, you're going to get Malkus for Kasha Zoman and you're going to get Malkus for Leisana. The Chachamim say, Ein Loikin Ela Arboim. So this is a little bit of a Chiddush because we started off the Masechta. In the Masechta, the beginning was Mashma that ordinarily Edom Zoymim don't get Malkus. Either over Leisana Bereyachi Echokit, that was the Gemara's Kasha, that Bezim and Bez. The Gemara said Leisana is a Lav Shein Beimais. When do Edom Zoymimin get Malkus in very specific cases? Midin Anubish Poinishu Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. Midin Anubish Poinishu Chayiv Golos. According to the Rambam, all Dalid Dvarim that are mentioned in the Braisa on that Bezim and Bez, meaning if two Edom say that somebody's Chayiv Koifer, or two Edom say that somebody stole the Einloi V'nimka V'gnei Vasai. So, but the point is, it's in specific cases, and it's not even because of the Pasuk of Leisana. It's because of a new Pasuk. It's based on a special pasuk, but for Leisana, no, that's the lav shein b'maisa. Here we have a shitas Rav Meir in the Mishnah, where Rav Meir says you do get Malkus for Leisana, and there's really two nafkaminas where Rav Meir said is halacha. Number one, if the Edom was saying Edus regarding Mominus, they'll be loikum mashalim, and if the Edom was saying Edus regarding Malkus, instead of being loika arboim, they're going to be loika shmoyim. So this next omid is a real festa omid, and this omid appears in another place in Shas, in Perik Elu Nairis. So in Yeshiva, they go through this omid twice. They go through it when you learn Masechtas Malkus, and you go through it when you learn Perik Elu Nairis. But we're going to do what we do. Zok de Gemara, Bish, Leino the Rabbanon, Bishlein according to the Rabbanon. That's it. If two Edom say Edom said somebody owes money, and they're found to be Edom Zoymimin, so the Allah is Vasisim Lekashazam and Lasis Lachiv, but they're not going to get Malkus. I understand the Rabbanon Shita, because Kedei Rishas Iksev, it says in the Pasuk, you're supposed to punish the person kedei rishasa. It says it in the context of malchus. V'ayim ben hakis a rasha v'pilu ashoifet v'ikol l'fanav kedei rishasa b'mispar. That's the pasuk that teaches us that sometimes edim zayim men get malchus. Kedei rishasa we learn mishum rishah achas atu mechayvoy v'atu mechayvoy mishum shtei rishoyf. You can't ever be chayv malchus el rameir my timeo. What's pshat rameir? Meaning, even if you're going to tell me rameir holds that. You can get Malkus Leisan Breyach Echokar. But isn't there another halacha? Isn't there something called Kedei Rishasai? And shouldn't Kedei Rishasai itself teach me that you can't be Leiko Meshalim? Sakhti Gemara, Omarulo, Ula said, Goma me Meitish, Elun for Meitish, Ma Meitish, Shemra Leiko Meshalim. Just like a Meitish Shemra is Leiko Meshalim, Avkol Leiko Meshalim. So, we know what the Meitish Shemra is. Meitish Shemra is someone that gets married to a Basula, Basula Nisus Leim HaRevi, right? The Meitish Shemra really picks up in Ksubas Da Bezim et al. Basula Nisus Leim HaRevi. Why? Because we're concerned that maybe he's going to find the Pesach Pasuach. He's going to realize that this woman was Mezana already, which means that it could be she did this Meitish Nus while she was an Eshesish, in which case she's ushered to be with her husband. We want him to run to Bezim. Bezim used to convene Mondays and Thursdays. And therefore, you want them to get married the night before Bezdin convenes, so that next morning, while he's really angry, he can run into Bezdin, he can tell Bezdin exactly what happened. If Besula would be Nisus, let's say on Monday night, then it could be by the time Thursday morning he would come down already, and he may end up living with a woman. But I let them get married Sunday night. Shaktu. But either way, that's Ksuba Stapes, right? So, the halacha is Besula Nisus LeYoyim HaRevi. So, what happens if a man walks into Bezdin Thursday morning? I got married last night. And then they find that afterwards, like I was a liar. It's not true. Really, she was a besula. So he's considered a Meitzi Shemra. He was being Meitzi Shemra on this woman that she was Mizana, she was Nivala Tachtov. And the halacha is we punish him. He gets two punishments. Number one, he has to pay Knas. He has to pay Meya Kesef. He gives it La Viha Naira. Because the only time there's Halacha Meitzi Shemra is if she was a Naira. So you have to give it La Viha Naira. Not just that. The Yisroi, so the Pasuk says, he's going to get Malkus as well. But the bottom line is, the Meitzi Shemra is an example where you're Leiko Meshalim. Says, Okti Gemara, Meya, Hell, Gomami Meitzi Shemra. Ma Meitzi Shemra, Leiko Meshalim. Avko Leiko Umeshalim. Freit Gemara, Ma Meitzi Shemra, Chakan Knas. How can you learn that Edom Zoyvimin are Leiko Meshalim from Meitzi Shemra? Meitzi Shemra is unique because the moment that a Meitzi Shemra has to pay is Knas. So being that it's Knas, and Knas is a Chiddush, so maybe by Knas, in that Parsha Mechudeshes, there's Malkus as well. But in Edom Zoymimin, when they pay money, maybe over there you're not going to be like Zok the Gemara, Savala Krebi Akiva, the other Edom Zoymimin Knas. No, Ramei holds like Krebi Akiva. Who holds that Edom Zoymimin also pay Knas, so you're learning Knas from Knas. You can't learn Mamun from Knas, but you can learn Knas from Knas. So just like Meitzi Shemra pays Knas and they get Malkus, so too Edom Zoymimin would pay Knas and would get Malkus. So two horrors. Number one, you see this idea of Kedei Rishasai. Mishim Rishah, Achas Ata Mechayvai, Viata Mechayvai, Mishim Rishah, Shtei Rishasai. And of course, that's Pshat the Rabban. The reason the Rabban in the Mishnah hold that you're not Loiko Mishalim, Edom Zoymimin, it's not necessarily because Leisana is a Lav Shem B'maisa. Even if you hold Leisana, you do get Malkus for. And there's no halach of no Malkus for Lav Shem. Still, you wouldn't be Loiko Mishalim. Because there's a halach of Mishum Rishah, Achas Ata Mechayvai, V'i Ata Mechayvai, Mishum Shtei Rishais. Now, this halacha sounds very similar to the halacha that's discussed in great length of Perek Eil Nairis. And other places in Shas, we had it in Sanhedrin, Perek HaNisrofen. Right, comes up in a bunch of places. The halacha of Kamla B'Rabbinin. Right, isn't that what it sounds like? Mishum Rishah, Achas Ata Mechayvai, V'i Ata Mechayvai, Mishum Shtei Rishais. Now, what's the halacha of Kamla B'Rabbinin? What's the classic case? The classic case is where a man killed a pregnant woman, the woman died, and the child miscarried. So the halacha is that if the woman dies, you're not chayav to pay the mominus that the vlad was worth in terms of tashlumei mom. If nothing happens to the mother, vim lo yeh asa, in the pasuk says anesh yonish, but vim yeh asa, in the no, then the halacha is yichayv misa. And being that yichayv misa, you don't pay momin because of kam le b'drabbanei. So there's an idea of kam le b'drabbanei. Kedei Rishasai sounds like the same thing. Stating that, in Yeshiva, it's Yidua for Reb Chaim, Chaim Stencils, where Reb Chaim said that, no, Kedei Rishasai and Kamla B'Derabine are two completely different halachas. The words of Reb Chaim are, Kamla B'Derabine was said by Misa and Mamon, and the gather of Kamla B'Derabine is that the Misa patters the Mamon. So whenever there's a chi of Misa, Misa is a pater. It's an exemption of some sort. It's a safe harbor on the Chi of Mammon. It ponders the Mammon. The Misa itself Paters the mamon. Two types of kamel midrabbin etonet vechiski or all the rest. But misa somehow paters mamon. Kedei Rishos is different. It's not the pshat that the malkus paters the mamon or the mamon paters the malkus. There's no poiter and niftar over here. There's a halacha that you can't get malkus a mamon. You can't administer malkus a mamon. Not because one punishment or one chiyuv is somehow knocking out the other. It's more of a halacha that was said to Bezdin. Bezdin can administer both. Mishum risho achas ata mechayvoy v'i ata mechayvoy mishnem rishoyes. In terms of what the implications are, so you can take a look at Reb Chaim in stencils. It's bekitzer here in Makis daf beis amid beis. It's a little more barichas and perikei lenayris in the sugya and daf lamid beis and daf lamid gimel. That's the first star. The second star is a classic meshach chachma. So usually mishum risho achas ata mechayvoy v'i ata mechayvoy mishnem shtei rishoyes. Stating that the Moitzi Shemra is different. The Shem as the one example where you find that even according to the Chachamim you like a mashal. Sukkim in the Torah. The pasuk says v'yisroisa, which is malchus, and it says v'anshoisa. You're supposed to make him pay me'akesa. So why is it that the Moitzi Shemra is different? Why are you over there like a mashalim? So said Remeir Simcha. That truth is, if you look in the pasukim, there's a gevaldig gediyak. The pasuk says kikachish isha uba elea usneya. This is the parasha of the Moitzi Shemra. V'samua ali lois dvarim. And this person posed in her direction, his wife, Alilais Tvar. He made up a story. He was Moitzi Shemra. V'hoitzi olea Shemra. V'omer, and he said, so Isha azoyis lakachti. V'ekrav eilev olematzasi lo besulam. V'lokach avi anayir v'ima. V'hoitzi as besuli anayir zikne ir hasharo. V'omer avi anayir l'skenim as biti nasati lisha azev ayisna'eh. Says the Pasuk. V'hine hu sum Alilais Tvarim lemer olematzasi lebit chapsulam. When we chazer over the story, it says what he said, minus one word. Originally, v'sam lo ali leis dvarim. In the Chazara, v'hinei hu sam ali leis dvarim. What happened to the word lo? Why the first time does it say lo, and here it doesn't say lo? Says Rav Meir Simcha, because the truth is, when a person's Moitzi Shemra, he's doing two averes. Number one, he's being Moitzi Shemra on this girl. He's saying that she was a Naira, and she was Mezana, when she was an Eishes Ish. So he's being Moitzi Shemra. So he deserves to be punished for what he did to this girl. But the truth is, that being that she's a Naira, and any avera that she does is going to reflect very poorly on her father. She's not, this person is not only being Moitzi Shemra on the girl, he's being Moitzi Shemra on the parents as well. He's being Moitzi Shemra on the avia naira. Zokra Meir Simcha, that's the diuk. On the one hand, it's v'sam lo ali l'zdvarim. He's sam lo, he's being Moitzi Shemra on the girl, but there's also an element, v'inei, who's sam ali l'zdvarim, not sam lo. Some, referring to Loi, referring to the Aviyah Naira. Zakhar Meir Simcha, if the Moitzi Shemra is doing two Averis, he's a Sam Lo, and he's a Sam Loi, now you can understand why he's like a Mishale. Because one Chiyuv is for what he did to her, is for the Sam Lo, and the other Chiyuv is what he did to him, it's for the Sam. I once saw the Shagasari in Gvur Sari, I think in Makis Dabei, it says the same Chiddush, but either way, that's Rav Meir Simcha's Chap. Rav Meir Simcha's Chap is that the Moitzi Shemra is like a Mishale, because really the Moitzi Shemra did something to her, and the Moitzi Shemra did something to him. Either way, so the Gemara asked Kasha, what's Pshat Rav Meir? Rav Meir holds your Loikum Mishalim. What happened to Kedei Rishasai? So the Gemara, come on, let me Moitzi Shemra. The Moitzi Shemra is Loikum Mishalim. So there's no reason that Edom Zayman shouldn't be Loikum Mishalim as well. I Moitzi Shemra is Knas. So like Rabbi Akiva, this is also Knas. By the way, it could be the reason the Rabbanon argue with Rav Meir, because the Rabbanon hold the Moitzi Shemra is Mamon. Right? The Gemara's mash was Mishum Rabbi Akiva Amru that Izayim is Knas. But either way, Zok the Gemara, Iki the Masla, the Ula, aha, some had Ula. What did Ula say? Ula said, Gama mi Moitzi Shemra. Those words, not referring to our Mishnah right here, not referring to Makistav Dalid, but actually referring to a Braisa. I didn't learn to the Braisa. I see Menu Aboykev, I see Menu Aboykev, Eish Tisraifu. So there's Allah of Noiser. If you have a carbon Pesach, you're not allowed to leave the carbon more than the prescribed amount of time. So the carbon Pesach, for example, had to be eaten. The carbon Pesach was brought Erev Pesach. It was eaten on Pesach itself. That's why in the Torah, Chag HaPesach is Erev Pesach. What's Pesach referred to in the Torah? It's Chag HaMatzos. Really, Chag HaPesach is Erev Pesach. That's when they used to bring the carbon Pesach. But they used to eat the carbon Pesach at night, together with the matzahs, a matzah some roher. But the halacha is that if somebody would leave over the carbon Pesach past that night, or any other carbon for that matter, he's over the iser, the iraisa of loisoy siru mimenu abayker. And then the Torah says, the hanoisa mimenu abayker, if somebody does do that, there's a mitzvah saseh, but ish the sreifu, you have to burn the noise. So the Gemara, the Torah gave a mitzvah saseh, but because litan haseh achal isay, loim, she'in loikin olam, you don't get malchus, if you're Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda says, you don't get malchus on the lav of noisa. You know why? because it's nite klase, and we all know lash nite klase ain't like it up. Kiva says leimin Hashem, but that's not the reason. Elu mishum the habli lav shein beimaisa, chol lav shein beimaisa ain't like it. If you want to know why there's no malchus, because the lav shein beimaisa, and you never get malchus for a lav. So the gemara b'chal Rabbi Yehuda saw lav shein beimaisa like it up. If Rabbi Yehuda had to come on to a new reason why it is that you don't get malchus for noiser, it's because it's a lav she nite klase. It's mashmuf not for the fact that it was nite klase, you would get malchus. You have a better reason. Satepek leikos lav shein b'mais. Must be Rabbi Yehuda holds that lav shein b'mais. And this is Rabbi Yehuda's sheet in Shas. By the way, if you look at the Maseres HaShas, if it sounds familiar, Sanhedrin Samach Gimel Amanal. He had this very same Gemara not so long ago. But either way, Zakhtar Minole. How do we know that? How does Rabbi Yehuda know his halach of lav shein b'mais like in all? Now, the fact that lav shein b'mais ain't like in all, the Gemara brings a few Makairis in the third paragraph of Masechtas Makkah. So we're going to get to that. But in terms of Rabbi Yehuda's sheet, that holds lav shein b'mais like in all of them. What's his makar? It's Akhti Gemara. Ula said these words. Gomar mi moitzi shemra. Ma moitzi shemra lav shem b'maisa. Just like moitzi shemra lav shem b'maisa. All he did was talk. And he gets malchus. Afko lav shem b'maisa. To anyone that does a lav shem b'maisa, like in all. Freit the Gemara. Mal moitzi shemra shekin loiku mishalim. How can you learn from moitzi shemra? Moitzi shemra is unique. You see, you loiku mishalim. You never loiku mishalim. So you see the chiddush that you loiku mishalim. Maybe there's another chiddush that you get malchus even for a lav shem b'maisa. How do you know ordinarily? It's Akhti Gemara. You're right. El amar Reish Lakish. So Reish Lakish said, Rabbi Yehuda's makar can't be Moitzi Shemra. Gomer me Edom Zoymimin. Ma Edom Zoymimin. Lav Sheim by Maisa. Loikin Olav. Just like Edom Zoymimin, which is a Lav Sheim by Maisa, they get Malkus. Says Rashi, where do you find Edom Zoymimin get Malkus? Malkus da Beis. Me Edom Onu Bish Ploini. Shu Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza. Elo Loik Arbon. So too, I've called Lav Sheim by Maisa Loikin Olav. But the Gemara says he can't learn every Lav Sheim by Maisa from Edom Zoymimin. It's true, Edom Zoymimin is a Lav Sheim by Maisa Shloikin Olav. But Ma'al Edom Zoymimin Shekin Ein Tzrichin Hasra. It's very unique. You don't need Hasra. Ordinarily, you can't give somebody Malkus without Asra. You can't give somebody Mises Bezda without Asra. He has to be warned. Edom have to warn him. There's a whole bunch of halachas that govern Asra. Safik, Toich Kedei Dibur. There's a whole bunch of halachas as it relates to Asra. So Edom and Zoyman didn't have Asra. And being that Edom and Zoyman didn't have Asra, and still they get Malkus, that means their Malkus is a parsha lechudeshes. So you can't learn from Edom and Zoyman, just like you can't learn from Moisei Shemra. But the Gemara says, it's true, I can't learn from Edom and Zoyman, because Edom and Zoyman is ain't Tzrichin Asra, but at least I can use Moitzi Shemra as a Teichiach. Moitzi Shemra Yechiach, that you see, you get Malkus, even though it's a Lav She'ein by Maisa, and over there, you do need Hasra. But the Gemara says, V'chaz Radin, I can't learn from Moitzi Shemra, we just said, because Moitzi Shemra is like Umishalim. So the Gemara says, you're right. I can't learn it straight from Moitzi Shemra. Again, we're trying to learn Lav She'ein by Maisa, like enough. Rabbi Yehuda Shita. He has two places in Shas where you find this idea. Moitzi Shemra and Edom Zoymimin. Moitzi Shemra, Lav Shein B'Maisa, V'Yisro Oysoi, Loikin Olav. Edom Zoymimin, V'Hayim Ben Akas HaRasha, Loikin Olav. I can't learn it direct from Moitzi Shemra, because Moitzi Shemra has a Chumrah that's very unique. You're Loikin Mashal. I can't learn it direct from Edom Zoymimin. Edom Zoymimin has a Chumrah, it's very unique. You don't find anywhere else. But what I could do is, I could learn it out from the Tzad HaShav. Hatzad HaShav HaShavahem is Lav She'en B'Maisav HaLoikin Olav, because each one doesn't have the other one's unique characteristic. Moitzi Shemra is Loikin Mashalim, but Edom Zoymimin is not Loikin Mashalim. Edom Zoymimin is Tzrichin Hasra, but Moitzi Shemra is Tzrichin Hasra. So between the Tzad HaShav, I could say, I've called Lav She'en B'Maisav HaLoikin Olav. Fate but Mala Tzad HaShav HaShavahem Shekein Knas. The Tzad HaShav still has something unique. What's unique? It's Knas. So Mehechitesi in a regular, ordinary halacha that doesn't involve knas, is the halacha going to be the lav shein b'maisa like an oath? Halei kash, Rabbi Yehuda loisav like Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold like Rabbi Akiva. He holds Ein Zoymimin is not a knas. If Ein Zoymimin is not a knas, it's not true. Malad tzad hashav v'shavehem shekein knas. Moitzi Shemra is knas, but Ein Zoymimin is not knas. Ela, but the Gemara says, I could still ask a kasha. Malad tzad hashav v'shavehem shekein yesh ben tzad chomer. The tzad hashav has a tzad chomer. What's the Tzad Chomer? One has Ein Tzrichin Hasra, the other one is Loikin Mashalim. Rabbi the Tzad Chomer Leparich, Rabbi Yehuda, he wasn't a spall. Some Mandamer and Shas are in a spall. When it comes to a Tzad HaShava, they'll say, I understand each one doesn't have its the respective Chumra of the other one, but they both have a Chumra. Rabbi Yehuda's not in a spall from that Taina. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't care about the Tzad Chomer.